Peter Nordstrom unfolds a paper. Yellowed and worn at the edges, it's the poetic, poignant recollections of Evett's memories of D-Day, written years after the events.
Here were no umpires to assess our casualties, only the Grim Reaper to count out the heroic total. This was war, and it was being played for keeps.
It's something many of us can't even begin to imagine, but for Peter, it feels like life has come full circle. He's a warrant officer with the Royal Regina Rifles, standing in the storied shadow of his great uncle and his D-Day comrades.
He had survivor guilt, and he didn't talk about it.
But small handwritten journals Evett wrote, numerous black and white photographs, and his five medals paint a picture of the monumental sacrifices he and thousands like him made.
He saw the first round land, realized the third one was going to hit him, and then he moved, and a couple of his buddies didn't survive that. That is tough, right? So you only have seconds to process information, and sometimes, you know, you act without really having a chance to, you know, reach out and grab your buddy or tell anybody. So you're working on split-second instinct in some cases.
And that's a particularly hard cross to bear, especially at a time when men weren't encouraged to process that grief and tragedy.
As a soldier, when you have moments in battle where, by chance, your buddy dies and you don't because he was standing to your right or standing to your left and you are missed, it bears a really difficult injury. The question of why did he die and me not, or how did I escape that situation and my friend didn't? So survivor guilt is fairly common in combat.
It's a painful lesson that Peter is accustomed to and has given him particular insight into the horrors and tragedies that his great uncle must have experienced.
I was in Afghanistan in 2008, so I see survivor guilt in fellow comrades today. And so there's a lot of similarities in how a soldier is a soldier, whether that's, you know, 100 years ago, 75 years ago, or otherwise. You're there to protect your buddy, the man to your right, or the woman to your left. If someone is killed, the survivor really owns a little piece of that. Maybe I could have saved them. Maybe. There's long, dark nights when you sit afterwards and think of the situations that could have been.
Holding his great-uncle's memories in his old cigar box, Peter is choosing to remember Evett and the rest of the Regina Rifle Regiment and the brave, selfless, courageous step they took off those boats.
What history will record as the battle honors of the battalion's conflict since D-Day is yet not known. But whatever they may be, they've been bought and paid for in the hard market of battle by the heroic efforts of riflemen.
For D-Day 75, I'm Sarah Mills, 980 CJME.